Well, congratulations on your 30th anniversary.
恭喜本教会庆祝30周年。
I think that's a very, very special day to remember that you have for 30 years now been ministering to this community and encouraging folks to walk with God.
这是个很值得纪念的时候，因为在过去30年，我们在这个社区为了神的事工，向这个社区传福音，发展神的工作。
And Merry Christmas.
来祝大家圣诞快乐。
I won't be with you probably before the year is over again, so I want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas.
在年终之前呢，我可能不会再回来，所以现在趁机会跟大家祝圣诞快乐。
This is one of my favorite times of the year.
这是我一年当中最喜欢的时候。
My wife thinks I'm like a little child when this time of the year comes.
我的妻子觉得在圣诞节我就像个小孩子。
But I love celebrating, and it's a real treat to get to be together with you this morning.
我喜欢庆祝圣诞节，今天能够来到大家中，对我来说是一个特别的接待。
So some of you, how many of you have been here for every message on the book of James?
有多少人在我每次讲雅各书的时候都来到这边做礼拜？
I know my wife has.
我知道我太太一定是哈。
But anyways, it's so good to really come to the challenging conclusion of this book.
那今天来到这本书最后的一个挑战的结论的时候，那是非常有意思的。
I think it's always helpful to remember that this is a letter.
我希望大家记得这是一封信。
So there weren't chapter divisions or verses at the time that this letter was received by the church.
那教会接受这封信的时候，它没有分章，没有分段，没有分逗号、句号。
And we're not really sure exactly how it was presented, but probably in the earliest days, the whole letter was read in its entirety.
我不晓得当初这封信是怎么呈现给教会的，但是我想当他们宣读的时候，是整卷书一起读完。
And by the time they got to the end of this letter, there were wonderful words of closing and benediction that were present in its final challenge.
是在读到最后这一段的时候呢，它是做一个结论，然后有很多的祝福跟挑战。
So we've been studying, as you look at your introduction, we've been studying together something about this very, very special letter that James sends to the church.Who is going through persecution and difficulty?
在一开头时候，我们做介绍这卷书的时候呢，雅各鼓励经历逼迫的这些教会的同伴们。
It's interesting for me to read that last year, in recorded history, as far as we know, more than 90,000 people were martyred for their faith around the world.
去年根据大家的统计呢。全世界大概有90,000个基督徒为了他们的信仰殉道了。
And that's just the number that we're told.
这只是告诉我们的一个数字。
But it is sad to know that people today are literally paying with their lives because of their faith in Christ.
所以很可悲的是，即使在今天，仍然有人为了他们的信仰而殉道。
But this was true in the time that this book is being written.
而这卷书在写作的时候，也是真实的，有人为信仰在殉道。
Nero, the emperor, was a vicious, God-hating man.
罗马的尼禄国王，凯撒大帝尼禄，他是非常一个邪恶、恶毒的人。
And the persecution of Christians in the first couple of centuries is well documented by historians.
基督徒在前二世纪受逼迫是历史家所记载千真万确的事情。
So when James writes this letter to the persecuted church, he writes to people who are hurting.And struggling and hanging on to life.
所以，当雅各写信给这些在逼迫当中的信徒的时候，他鼓励他们要坚持下去。
And in the middle of that, as you know, he begins by telling them that even though they are going through heartache and difficulty, they should count it a joyful opportunity to serve Christ.
所以，雅各在一开头就勉励他们说，虽然你们经历逼迫，经历伤害。经历一些困难，但是你们要在这些景况当中仍然保持一个喜乐的心。
And in that context, he's telling him that the suffering and persecution may be difficult, but the purpose of God in this is to produce something good in their lives as they look forward to His return.
雅各的勉励是，当他们在逼迫跟苦难当中，虽然看起来非常困难，但是他为上帝在实践上帝一个目的。
And it's really important to James to make a connection between what they hear and what they do.
而且雅各 特别是强调他们在你们所听的跟你们所行的当中呢要有一个连接。
Remember that James says, don't be just hearers of the word, but be doers.
雅各说我们不要只做听到的人，我们要做行道的人。
It's also important, James says, to make a connection between faith and works.
所以雅各说在我们的信心跟行为当中呢也要有一个连接。
It's not just enough to say, I believe in God, for even the devils believe.
他说单单说我相信神是不够的，因为撒旦魔鬼他也相信。
But as a result of our saving faith, to do those works that God through the Holy Spirit desires to do through our lives as we serve Him.
但是借着圣灵在我们里面的工作，要我们做出一个信仰的行为是取悦于神的。
He also warns them against a few things.
但是雅各也警告他们一些事情。
Don't be tempted to show favoritism to others within the body of Christ.
不要在基督的身体在教会当中有偏爱。
Treat each other equally. Love without any respect of who the people are that you're serving.
要平等地对待每一个人，不要在我们当中有偏爱的表现。
And then he in chapter 3 talks about the tongue.
然后在第三章他讲到舌头的用处。
He said it's an unruly member set afire by the very flames of hell itself.
他说舌头我们常常管束不住，它是地狱的火可以点燃的一个东西。
And really what he says is no man can tame the tongue, only God can help us control our tongue through the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
他说没有人能够制服自己的舌头，只有上帝借着圣灵掌管我们的生命的时候，我们可以控制自己的舌头。
So that when we come to the end of chapter 4, he closes this part of his letter by saying, don't you know how short life is?
然后来到第四章的末尾，他跟信徒们说，难道你们不知道人生是这么的短暂吗？
He says it's like a vapor that is here just for a moment and then gone.
它好像一个空气或是一个气球，现在在，很快就消失了。
So he said it's really foolish for you and I to say, well, tomorrow I'm going to do this and next week I'm going to do this because we really don't know what the future holds.
所以他说，假如我们今天说我要做这个，明天要做那个，他说事实上我们都不晓得明天是谁在那边管理，所以这样讲是不聪明的。
He says it's better to say we will do this if it is God's will.
最智慧的说法说，哦，假如上帝的旨意是这样的话呢，那么我就可以这么做。
Every morning when Beverly and I get up, we talk about the day that lies ahead.
那我跟我妻子每天早上醒来的时候呢，我们就谈谈前面要做的事情。
But in our minds and in our words, we recognize that we really don't have any control or certainty about that day.
但在我们的心态以及在我们的言语当中呢，我们知道我们实在没有办法掌控我们的每一天。
It's really comforting to say, and Lord, we will do this if it's your will.
所以假如我们能够说主啊，假如是你的旨意的话，它就会成就，对我们来说是一种安慰。
And so for these people who were living in persecution, uncertain about their very lives, to be able to stay at the beginning of the day, Lord, whatever your will is for us today, we are looking to you for your guidance and strength.
所以对于这些活在逼迫当中的人，不晓得明天是怎么样的人，能够说主啊，按照你的旨意成就，对他们来说是最有智慧的一个选择。
We live in a pretty scary world today.
那今天我们也活在一个非常可怕的时代。
Sometimes when I get on an airplane, I'm nervous.
有时候我坐飞机的时候呢，感到非常的紧张。
When I look at the news and hear all of the things that are happening in the world around us, it would be easy to be fearful.
当我看到所有的消息，读到世界各地发生的事情，我心中很容易产生惧怕。
I know that God is in control.
但是我知道上帝仍在掌管。
And I want you to hear this.
我要你听这句话。
Nothing that happens that we see in the newspapers surprises God.
没有一件我们在报纸上读到的消息对上帝来说是一个意外。
He is sovereign.
他是掌管一切的。
He is in control.
他是掌管全部的。
And we know how all of this ends, don't we?
而且我们知道这些一切的结束是什么。
And for that reason, we can say, praise the Lord.
那由于这一点，我们可以跟神说，我们赞美神。
So let's say that together, praise the Lord.
让我们一起说，赞美主。
So as James comes to this final part of his letter,
所以当雅各来到他这一卷书的最后一部分的时候，
he really is going to say to us, as we live in this perilous time of hardship and difficulty,
他说让我们当我们活在这个危险的时刻，充满了困难，充满了挑战。
What should we do?
我们该怎么办呢？
How should we live?
我们怎么生活呢？
We can't retreat to a place of safety and uninvolvement with a world that is so desperately needy.
我们不能退缩到一个安全的地带，而不去关照，不去参与这个有需要的世界。
What he really says is, God has given us resources, and it's our responsibility to invest them wisely.
他说，上帝给了我们很多的资源，而将这些资源有智慧的投资出去，是我们必须做的事情。
We know that Jesus said in the book of Matthew, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
我们知道耶稣在马太福音说，我们的宝藏在哪里，我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在哪里。
So how we choose to invest the resources that God has given to us is really a reflection of our heart.
所以我们如何选择把神给我们的资源投资在什么地方，它反映出我们的内心到底是什么。
These verses in chapter 5 really say to us, if we invest wisely, there is a wonderful promised return that God gives us on our investments.
所以在第五章的经节当中，他说，假如我们今生做了很有智慧的投资，那么将来上帝会给我们更有价值的回报。
If I go to my financial advisor and he says, if you invest here, I promise you that this is what will happen.
Don't believe him, right? 假如说你去找一个这个财务分析师，他劝告你说，哎呀，我保证你，假如你投资在这个地方的话。
But when I see the wisdom of my investment counselor, God himself, in the word of God, I know that what he promises will happen.
但是我知道，假如你相信上帝话给你的投资的应许的话呢，他说的话一定会回报。
Amen?
是吗？
So there are three things that we're going to talk about in these verses today.
所以在今天第五章的经文当中，我们要讲三件事情。
And we don't have time to read all these verses, but I hope that your Bibles will be open in front of you.
希望你把圣经打开。我们没有办法每一节都读好，但是你把圣经雅各书第五章打开来看。
In verses 1 through 6, the first thing that James promises is that there is a return on selfish pursuit.
在第五章一到六节，雅各说，当我们自私的追求的时候呢，你也有自私追求的回报。
So he begins in chapter 5, verse 1, by saying, Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you.
在第一节说，你们这些富足的人啊，应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。
Here's a couple of things that he is saying in this passage of scripture that are spelled out correctly for us to see.
那他在这里呢，讲了一些非常正确的事情，让我们去看见。
The first thing he says is that misery follows selfish pursuit.
首先他说的是痛苦会随着自私的追求。
He says if you invest your resources in the material things of the world, you will experience disappointment and disillusion.
他说假如你把今生所有的资源投资在自私的追求上，那么你会经验很多的失望以及许多的虚幻。
He goes on to say, your riches have rotted and your garments are moth-eaten.
他说第三节，你们的金银都长了锈，然后蝎子来吃你们的东西。
Even your gold and silver are corroded.
好，你们的财物坏了，衣服也都被虫子咬了，金子都长了锈。
You have laid up treasure wrongly.
你们累积财宝的方法是不对的。
And that's the second truth, that material possessions are here today and gone tomorrow, and they really bring no lasting satisfaction.
他强调的第二点，这个错误的投资就是物质的产业，今天存在，明天就消失了，带不来长久的满足。
When I was just a young pastor, I lived in a tiny, tiny, small house.
当我还是很年轻的牧师的时候，我住在一个很小的房子里。
The church I pastored when I began had about 15 people in it.
我开始牧养的教会有15个人。
I lived on the eastern side of Los Angeles near Compton in one of the worst areas of Los Angeles County.
我住在东洛杉矶一个叫 Compton 的那个城市，那是洛杉矶最不好的一个城市。
But God blessed our church and it began to grow.
但是上帝祝福我们的教会，它开始成长。
And the people of the church said, we want to find a bigger house for you to live in.
所以教会的人跟我说，哦，我们要为牧师找一个更大的房子去住。
So they found this house that looked like a mansion to me.
所以他们找到一个对我来说好像是一个豪宅的一个地方。
Trust me, it was nothing special.
但是你要相信我，不是一个很特别的地方。
It was only 800 square feet.
那个时候它只有800英尺。
But I had been living in 400 square feet.
但是之前我住的地方是400。
So it was twice as big as what I had experienced.
所以比我以前住的地方大了一倍。
And I can remember being so excited moving the few pieces of furniture into this house and saying, now that I have this big, beautiful house, I'm going to be so excited and so happy and so content.
我搬家的时候很兴奋，说，哎，我现在搬到一个这么大的房子啊，所以把家具啊什么都搬进，现在我会很满足，很兴奋，很高兴。
And I stayed up all night hanging pictures, putting all the furniture in place, arranging everything until I was exhausted.
我甚至熬夜把相片啊、图画都挂上来，直到我精疲力尽。
And I can remember my family had already gone to bed.
那时候我的家人已经睡觉了。
And I was sitting on the floor in the middle of that big house.
我就坐在这个房子的中间。
And I realized that I wasn't any happier than I had been before.
但是我发觉我不比以前快乐。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because material things do not bring to us lasting satisfaction and gratification.
因为物质的东西不会带来长久的满足。
There's another thing that James says to them about their selfish pursuit.
那雅各对于他们自私的追求又说了一件事。
To manage your resources by hoarding them and withholding them from others who need them is something that God takes notice of.
囤积自己的资源，保留起来不跟人家分享的，是上帝会注意到的一件事。
Jim Collins wrote a book called Good to Great.
有一个很有名的一个人叫做 Jim Collins， 他写了一本书从好到更好。
And he examined the 40 top corporations of the United States.
他那时候就研究了美国顶端的40个企业人士。
The ones who were making the most money.
就是赚最多钱的人。
And he found out that the difference between those that were good and those that were great was this.
他说在好的跟最好的之间的差别是这个。
The chief operating officer or the head of the company who treated the people who worked with them with kindness and service caused those businesses not to be just good, but great.
他说那些首席执行官呢，他用和善，用体贴去服务为他工作的人的话呢，那些公司是最优秀的公司。
I believe the greatness of our life is notdetermined by how much we have, but how much we give away and how much we share.
所以我想我们人生的成功不在乎说我们到底拥有多少，而是我们给出去多少，我们分享出去多少。
And at the very end of these first six verses, James observes that making a life of self-indulgence at the expense of others results in God's sure certain judgment.
然后第六节最后他说哈，假如我们利用他人来过自我享乐的生活，最终会招致上帝的审判。
So here's the promise of God.
所以这边上帝给我们一个应许。
If you invest only in material things.
假如你只投资在物质的事情上。
If you spend your life trying to satisfy yourself with the stuff of the world.
假如你穷尽一生要为自己享受，要收集所有世上的东西的话，
Here God says is what I promise you.
上帝就说我会答应你这件事。
You will be miserable.
你会非常的痛苦。
One of the writers says that there is pleasure in sin only for a season.
有一个作者说哈，最终有享乐，但是只是暂时的一段时间。
I've had a few new cars in my life, not many, but a few.
在我一生当中，我拥有过几辆新的车。
Yeah, you know how it is with a new car.
你知道新车给你的感觉。
You go out and you look at it every day, and you smell the inside.
每天去看你的新车，甚至去闻闻里面的味道。
But soon enough, that gets old, doesn't it?
但是不久，这个车就变老了。
There's pleasure for a while.
有一阵子的快乐。
But after a while, it goes away.
但是过了一段时间就消失了。
So James is saying that there is a promised return on selfish pursuits. In the end, they will disappoint you.
所以雅各说，自私的追求呢，也有一个将来的回报，那就是让你失望，让你痛苦。
Now he's going to shift gear a little bit and tell us about two ways we can make wise investments that have a promised return from God's point of view.
那现在雅各就要转离话题，提出两样更好的选择，怎么样的投资可以得到上帝更好的回报。
The first thing he says, there is a promised good return on steadfast patience.
第一个他就说，我们坚定的忍耐会有上帝很好的回报。
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not crazy about that idea.
我不晓得你听到这句话的感觉是什么，我不是很兴奋。
How many of you like to wait?
我们当然喜欢等待。
How many of you are by nature very patient?
有的人的本性就是很有耐心。
Someone prayed this prayer, God, give me patience, and I want it right now.
有的人跟神祷告说，神啊，求你给我耐心，我现在就要。
And for...The people in James' time, it must have been very difficult to know from one day to the next what was going to happen with their life.
因为在雅各那个时代，一般的人很难知道从今天到明天到底会发生什么事情。
They had been taught that Christ would return someday.
教会教导他们说，基督有一天会再来。
And probably already they were thinking aboutThe hope of that return.
事实上，他们那个时候可能就已经盼望耶稣很快就要回来了。
But for the moment, it was very, very difficult just getting out of bed every morning and facing the prospect of continuing persecution.
但是就每天的生活来讲，从早上起床，期待逼迫的来临，是很不舒服的。
And so James says in verse 7, "Be patient, therefore, brothers."
所以雅各在第七节说，弟兄们呐，你们要忍耐。
Until the coming or until the return of Christ.
直到主来。
And he uses the example to give them a picture of what that looks like as of a farmer.
然后他用农夫做举例，让他们看到什么叫做等候。
And he talks about how a farmer, it's implied in this passage, how he sows his seed.
他说农夫他撒种。
And then he waits for the early rains and the later rains.
然后得到了秋雨春雨。
Knowing that in the end it will yield good fruit.
因为知道后来地里会产生他所要的这个果实。
One of the beauties of living in this county is watching the fields as they are planted.
我们住在这个郡哈，非常有趣的一件幸运的一件事情，就常常看到这个地里的这个菜啊种下去。
For a period of time, Bev and I lived on the mesa in Arroyo Grande.
我跟我妻子有一阵子是住在 Arroyo Grande 那个 mesa 一个高台上面。
Kind of up on a hill, elevated, looking over all the field.
就是住在一个山坡上，它也可以远眺下面的田地。
And we watched them almost every 3 months because of the climate here go through change right before our eyes.
那这里的气候大概每三个月就换一次，所以我们常常看到那个景色在转换。
They would plow the fields.
好，他们在耕田。
Plant the seed.
撒种。
Fertilize.
施肥。
Water.
浇水。
Water some more.
再浇水。
And some more.
再浇水。
And pretty soon we would watch that seed grow into kale and strawberries and lettuce right before our own eyes.
很快的就在我们眼前，那个甘蓝菜、那个草莓，还有那个生菜，就长出来了。
The farmer understood that there was a time between planting the seed and waiting for the final harvest.
农夫很清楚，从撒种到收割之间是有一段时间的。
And James says to those who are listening,
所以雅各对那些听众说，
Be patient.
说你们要忍耐。
God will do the thing that he has promised.
上帝会做他所应许你们的事。
God will be the God of the harvest.
上帝是一个收成的主。
So don't grumble and complain against one another.
所以不要彼此抱怨。
God is the one who will judge.
上帝是审判的那位。
But look at verse 8.
但是看看第八节。
Be patient.
你们也当忍耐。
Establish your heart.
坚固你们的心。
Looking forward to the coming of the Lord.
要期盼主再来的日子。
He gives one more picture, not just the picture of the farmer, but he gives the picture of Job with which they would have been familiar from the Old Testament.
然后他们除了雅各除了给出农夫的例子之外呢，他再举约伯做一个例子。
Notice what he says.
我们看看他怎么说。
You have heard of the steadfastness of Job.
你们十一节，你们听见过约伯的忍耐。
And you have seen the purpose of the Lord.
也知道主给他的结局。
How the Lord is compassionate and merciful.
显明主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
So he reminds them that Job really understood what persecution was about.
他就提醒这些信徒们说，约伯真的知道什么叫做逼迫。
He lost his family. He lost all of his many possessions. He had been a wealthy man.
约伯本来是一个非常富有的人，但是他失去了所有的家人，失去他所有的产业。
And all of his friends tried to tell him that this was happening because he had done something wrong and God was punishing him.
他的朋友老是跟他说，这些事情发生的是你一定做错了什么事，上帝在惩罚你。
Yet in the midst of that, he would say, though the devil slays me, yet will I live.
但是他约伯的回答是说，即使魔鬼杀死我，我还是要活下去。
And we know the end of the story, don't we?
我们知道故事的结局是什么。
God returned him many times over his blessing upon his life because of his faithfulness and his patience.
因为他的忠心，因为他的忍耐，神回报他好几倍。
So I think there are two things in that verse that I want you to see in verse 11.
在十一节有两件事情我要你来看见。
That whatever you are going through for which you are waiting, there is a purpose that God intends to accomplish.
不管你所要等候成就的事情是什么，神让你等候一定有他的目的。
It may be painful, it may be uncomfortable.
或许是相当的痛苦，或许很不舒服。
But God has a purpose in the midst of your circumstances.
但是神在你的环境当中有他的作为，有他的目的。
And then I want you to see the second part of that.
然后我要看你看到第二点。
And remember that this one who has a purpose for your life is compassionate and full of mercy.
那为你的人生有目的的这位神呢，他充满了慈悲，他充满了怜悯。
His heart is full of love for you.
他满心对你充满了爱。
And the Old Testament says, and his mercies are new every morning.
旧约告诉我们说，他的慈悲每早晨都是新的。
So you could wake up every morning and say,
所以你每天早上醒来的时候，你可以说，
God, I need your mercies now, today,
for
this day.
今天我需要你的怜悯。
God promises that he will fulfill his purpose for our lives, and he does it as a compassionate and merciful God.
上帝承诺说他是一位满心怜悯大有慈悲的神，他会实践他为我们人生的应许。
It's interesting that verse 12, you sometimes wonder, how does it fit in the middle of this letter?
然后在十二节我们常常会想说，这一节话跟这整句这整封信有什么关系呢？
I think what he's really saying in this part of this letter is, keep your word. As believers, honesty should be a way of life.
我想雅各在这边对我们的劝告就是说，信徒们讲话要诚实，要真诚，这是你人生活的一个准则。
Your yes should be yes, and your no should be no.
你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是。
And maybe he was saying to them,
或许他对他们说的是，
In the midst of a world that seems so uncertain,
在这一个很不确定的世界当中，
where you can't count on anything,
你没有办法信靠任何事情，
let's, as members of the body of Christ, at least be able to count on the honesty and the integrity of the things that we share together.
让我们身为信徒人，至少我们彼此可以信任，我们说的话是大家可以相信的。
Keep your word.
好，要信守自己的承诺。
I think of it this way, if someone says to me, will you pray for me?
我想，假如有人问我说，你为我祷告好吗？
And I say, I will pray for you.
我说，我会替你祷告。
I must keep my word.
我一定要信守我的话。
I must do the thing that I have said that I will do.
我必须做我所承诺的事情。
I want them, when they cannot count on anything else, to be able to count on the word that I have spoken.
我希望他们在他们没有办法信靠任何事的时候，他们可以信靠我的话。
So James says you can count on the if you're investing in a life of patiently waiting upon God, you can count on a positive return of God's blessing in your life.
所以雅各在这边对他们的建议是，假如你耐心的等候上帝给你的应许，那么你的回报就是上帝所给你的应许。
So if you don't take anything else from the message this morning, go home and say, I can invest in patience. I can invest in waiting upon the Lord for his purposes to be accomplished in my life.
所以假如今天你什么都没听进去的话呢，我希望你记得这件事情，就是我的耐心等候上帝可以得到上帝对我的耐心的回报。
There's a second thing as he concludes this letter that James says we can invest in with the promise of a good return.
在雅各结束这卷书的时候呢，他提到第二个很好的这个投资。
He says that there's a promised return on soulful prayer.
就是发自心灵的祷告会得到神的回报。
What does he mean by, I'm using the word soulful, but what do I mean by soulful prayer?
我说的从心灵来的祷告是什么呢？
So let's go back together to chapter 1. Let's see how James starts his letter in verse 9.
我们先回到第一章，看雅各怎么在第九节解释祷告。
He says this question, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach and it will be given him.
I don't think it's verse 9. It's
verse 5.
I'm sorry. 第五节哈，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
So here's what he's saying. If you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. He's saying, if you don't know what to do, pray.
所以这边说，假如你缺少智慧，就是说假如你不知道该怎么办的时候，你去祷告。
And God will give it generously, just what you need, without scolding you. God will hear you, and God will answer.
那么上帝会听你的祷告，会厚赐给你，而且他不会斥责你。
But in verse 6 he says, "Let him ask in faith, not doubting."
所以第六节说，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
So if you go and pray and say, "God, I don't know if you hear me. I don't know if prayer works, but I'm going to throw this out anyway." It says God does not hear that kind of prayer.
所以假如你说，哎呀，我不知道神听不听我祷告哈，我也不晓得我讲的对不对，但是我就这样的跟神祷告，这样的祷告，他说神不会听。
That is not soulful prayer.
那不是来自心灵的祷告。
That is not a prayer where my will and my heart and my mind are engaging God in the exercise of confident faith in His promises.
那样的祷告不是在情感、意志跟理智上都相信。这位信实的神会听你的祷告。
In fact, James says, a man who asks that way with double-mindedness should not expect to receive anything from God.
事实上，雅各说，那些心怀恶意的人，心里不定的人呢，不要期待从神那边得什么。
But what James is saying, if you pray and you pray in accordance with God's will, there is a promised return on that investment of prayer.
所以他在最后说，假如你是诚心的，从心灵发出对神的祷告，那你可以确定神会回应这样的祷告。
So remember, he's writing to the church as we look at verse 13.
好，十三节我们知道他是写给整个教会的。
He says, is any among you suffering?
说到你们中间有受苦的呢？
Let him pray.
他就该祷告。
Is anyone cheerful?
有喜乐的呢？
Then he should sing.
他就该歌颂。
Is anyone sick?
你们当中有病的了？
Call on the elders of the church, and they will pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
他们可以请教会的长老来，奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
So there's a couple principles that I want you to see here.
所以这里有两个原则，我让你看见。
When we have needs within the body of Christ,
当在基督的身体里面有需要的时候。
We are encouraged to share them with one another.
雅各鼓励我们要分享出来给大家。
The beauty of sitting together in this God's family is that we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
在这里大家坐在这边作为弟兄姐妹的美好就是我们是主内的弟兄姐妹。
So I just want you to look around, just look behind you.
所以现在你好前后左右看一看。
This is your family.
这就是你的家人。
These are your brothers and sisters.
这些就是我们的弟兄跟姐妹。
And the Bible says that we should bear one another's burdens.
圣经说我们要彼此担当那个重担。
Galatians 6 says that when we bear one another's burdens, we are fulfilling the law of Christ.
那哥罗加拉太书第六章说，当我们彼此担当的时候呢，我们就实践了上帝的律法。
So I don't have to be embarrassed, you know. I don't really want to call that person and tell them what's going on in my life.
所以我们在告诉一个人我生命中发生的事情呢，不要感觉得很难堪或尴尬。
But it's an operational principle of God's word that we share with one another, that we care for one another, and that we pray for one another.
所以当我们与别人分享，当我们彼此关心、彼此代祷的时候呢，我们是在执行上帝的话。
So, the body of Christ is one of those environments in which we are encouraged to share the needs of our life.
所以在基督的身体里面呢，他鼓励我们分享自己人生中经历的事情。
The Word of God actually also gives some instruction about how to pray for those who are sick spiritually and those who are sick.Physically.
那圣经的话事实上也给我们一些指示，如何为那些在情感上、在身体上或灵性上受伤或是生病的人。
It says to call for the elders of the church.
他说请教会的长老来。
And why would we call for the elders of the church?
那为什么要请教会的长老呢？
Because the Bible says is that the effective prayer of a righteous person has great power in God's sight.
好，因为神的话说，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
We assume within the body of Christ that our elders are mature believers.
我们假设在教会的长老，他们都是成熟的信徒。
And we know the importance of how we are to pray for one another.
而且我们也知道彼此代祷的重要性。
Maybe you're looking at this little phrase, anointing with oil, and what does that mean? Is your
或许你看到这句话说，哦，要用油膏抹给病人，这是什么一回事啊？
The oil is a sign of the Holy Spirit.
这个油象征圣灵。
And so when we are praying for those who are struggling physically and spiritually, we are praying that the Holy Spirit will come alongside and bring healing to their lives.
所以当我们用油为人膏抹的时候呢，我们的祷告是圣灵会来医治。圣灵会在我们的祷告中同在，来医治这些身体上或是灵性上有病痛的人。
How many love it when someone says to you, "I'm praying for you"?
当人跟你说我在为你祷告的时候，有多少人喜欢听这句话
？You like that?
你喜欢听到这句话吗
？When I go to Haiti,
当我去海地的时候
，and I know that there are people who are praying for me,
我知道有人在为我祷告。
It's a wonderful piece of encouragement to me.
对我来说是相当的一个鼓励。
If someone says to me, "Will you pray for my mother?"
假如有人对我说，请你替我的母亲祷告好吗
？I consider that an offering of trust in me and in God.
对我来说，这个人是相信我、相信神的一个请求。
And what I try to do is when I see them the next time, it's to say, "And how is your mother doing?"
所以下一次我看到她的时候，我会问她说，哦，那你的妈妈现在怎么样？
And by doing that, saying, "I remembered to pray because I know how important prayer is to the relationships we share together."
我这么说就是回答，就是告诉她说，我确实为她母亲祷告了，而且我很珍惜她跟我之间的关系。
Now here's the promise for praying and confessing our needs one to another.
那在这边我们彼此对说彼此祷告呢，神答应我们他的一个回报。
The prayer of faith will save those, the one who is sick.
出于信心的祷告可以拯救那些病的人。
And the Lord will raise him up.
主必叫他起来。
Sometimes we don't really know what that phrase means. Scholars have debated it. The Lord may heal us here, or the Lord may raise us up at the resurrection to a new life and a new body and all that God promises to those who are His children.
那圣经学者对主必叫他起来这句话怎么解释呢？有不同的看法。或许是这人病好了可以起来了，或许是在复活的那时候神会叫他起来。
The example that is given here is the man Elijah who went to King Ahab and said, "There's going to be a long famine, but we're going to pray for rain."
这边给了另外一个例子，就是以利亚。以利亚去跟亚哈王讲说会有很大的旱灾发生，但是除非 我祷告下雨，要不然这旱灾就会继续存在。
And if you read the story in 1 Kings 17 and 18, there are 3 years that go by before God sends His promised rain.
假如我们读列王记上17-18章，就知道那时候有旱灾3年之久，然后以利亚祷告。
God always answers prayer.
上帝总是会回应我们的祷告。
Listen to what I'm saying.
请你注意听我说的。
Sometimes God says yes.
有的时候神会说是的。
Sometimes God says no.
有的时候神说不行。
And sometimes God says wait.
有的时候神说等候。
But God's promise is that he always answers prayer in his time.
但神的承诺就是神总是会在他的时间回应我们的祷告。
And God uses our prayers to help those who are sick, that God will bring grace and strength to them in their suffering.
那神使用我们为那些病痛的人祷告呢，在他们那个时候能够带给他们力量。
And God uses our prayers with those who we know are struggling spiritually to bring healing in their lives as they respond to His word.
神也使用我们的祷告帮助那些在灵性上有挣扎受伤的人，希望他们也得到神的祝福。
In the final part of this chapter, it seems like this is a very important final thought at the very end of this letter that James adds as he talks about our ministry of prayer.
那在这章的最后呢，讲到祷告的侍奉的时候呢，雅各又提出一件另外一个事情。
Sometimes we may see a brother or a sister really struggling in their lives.
有的时候我们看到一个弟兄或姐妹真的在生活当中有许多的挣扎。
Maybe even wandering from the Lord.
甚至有的时候已经远离神了。
It's very easy to be very judgmental and kind of stand back and say, well, if that's what they're going to do, then God will deal with them.
很容易我们会退一步看到他们就去论断说哦，上帝会处理他们。
But this passage of scripture indicates that if we lean in and love them during this hard time,
但是这一段经文告诉我们，假如他们落在这样境况当中，我们朝向他，我们继续去爱他们的话，
God will use that to help bring that wandering person back to Him.
上会使用这样的一个关爱，把这些远离的人带回到神的面前。
And we will keep it will keep them from the horrible results that come when we wander from the counsel. And the path of serving God.
他们会从失落的地步回到神的面前来继续来服侍神。
So it's the end of the year.
现在是一年的结尾了。
It's the end of James' letter.
也是雅各书的结尾。
And his final words are, "Life is short."
他的最后的劝诫是，生命是短暂的。
But you can still decide how you will invest the resources that you have.
但是你还可以决定你怎么样选择你投资你的资源。
Will you spend them on selfish, indulgent behavior?
你会将他们花在自私的、自我享乐的行为里面吗？
That leads to misery and unhappiness.
它导致痛苦还有不快乐。
Or will you invest your resources in steadfast patience, waiting upon the Lord for His work to be done in your life.
还是你会忍耐地投资在上帝的应许，将来他会回报你对他的忍耐。
And will you be willing to invest in soulful prayer from the heart for those around you who need physical and spiritual healing during this Christmas season?
你是不是也愿意将你的祷告当作一个投资，帮助那些在身体上或是灵性上有需要的人，希望他在这个圣诞节也过得很好。
And discover what God will do for the things that you invest wisely.
当你智慧的投资在神的心意的时候，你会发现神会怎么对你回报。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
So during this Christmas season, Lord, we want to be good stewards of all the resources that you have given to us.
主啊，在这圣诞的季节，我们希望我们是你的资源的好管家。
Help us not to unwisely invest all of our resources in the stuff of this world.
求你帮助我们不要愚昧地投资在世界上的可见的物质的事情上。
Help us to invest in steadfast patience to learn what it means to wait upon you.
帮助我们投资在稳定的忍耐上，知道什么是等候神。
And help us, Lord, to be faithful in praying.
也帮助我们忠心地祷告。
For those who are needy around us.
为那些在我们四周有需要的人。
That we might see God's hand at work in their lives, we pray.
好，让我们也看见，当我们祷告的时候，你怎么在那个人的生命当中做工。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.